here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, May 27th, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Literature has been our salvation. Literature has inspired and guided lovers, routed despair, and can perhaps, in this case, save the world." John Cheever, the short story writer, novelist, born Quincy, Massachusetts, 1912. Best known for his stories of suburban life, he was known as the Ovid of Ossining. He lived in Ossining in Westchester County, New York. His collection, The Stories of John Cheever, came out in 1978, won a Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award. He died 4 years later, in 1982, and almost 10 years later, his journals were published, containing revelations of his affairs with men and his depression and his alcoholism. John Cheever, who said, "For me, a page of good prose is where one hears the rain. A page of good prose is when one hears the noise of battle. A page of good prose seems to me the most serious dialogue that well-informed and intelligent men and women carry on today in their endeavor to make sure that the fires of this planet burn peaceably." It's the birthday of the detective novelist Tony Hillerman, born Sacred Heart, Oklahoma, 1925, author of 18 detective novels featuring the Navajo detective Joe Leaphorn. And it's the birthday of Rachel Carson, Springdale, Pennsylvania, 1907, a marine biologist for the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries, who wrote an essay for the Atlantic Monthly, Under Sea, in 1937, and went on to write books, many bestsellers, including The Sea Around Us, The Edge of the Sea, and in 1962, her book Silent Spring, which helped launch the environmental movement. Here's a poem for today by Robert Creeley, entitled When I Think. When I think of where I've come from, or even try to measure as any kind of distance these places, all the various people and all the ways in which I remember them, so that even the skin I touched or was myself fact of inside could see through like a hole in the wall, or listen to, it must have been, to what was going on in there, even if I was still too dumb to know anything. When I think of the miles and miles of roads or meals, of telephone wires even, or even of water poured out in endless streams down streaks of black sky, or the dirt roads washed clean, or myriad salty tears, and suddenly it's spring again, or it was. Even when I think about all those I treated so poorly, names, places, they're waiting uselessly for me in the rain, and I never came, was never really there at all, was moving so confusedly, so fast, so driven like a car along some empty highway, passing other cars. When I try to think of things, of what's happened, of what a life is and was my life, when I wonder what it meant, the sad days passing, the continuing, echoing deaths, all the painful, belligerent news, and the dog still waiting to be fed, the closeness of you sleeping, voices, presences of children, of our own grown children, the shining bright sun, the smell of the air just now, each physical moment passing, passing. It's what it always is, or ever was, just then, just there. A poem by Robert Creeley, When I Think, from On Earth, Last Poems and an Essay, published by the University of California Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.